أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام والتحية والإكرام على نبينا حبيب قلوبنا وطبيب نفوسنا وشفيع ذنوبنا أبي القاسم محمد. وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين المظلومين، أما بعد، سلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We have tonight by the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reached the prince of all the nights, which is called the night of Qadr. And may Allah accept our amal tonight, and may grant us tawfiq to have as many nights of Qadr in our lives as He has decreed. For we don't know how long any one of us is going to live. But every year that we are blessed with this night, we are thankful to Him for an additional bliss and blessing. Provided I have taught my son and my daughter what Shab-e Qadr is. If I have not given any knowledge to my child as to what is Laylatul Qadr, it is very difficult for him to comprehend when he grows up to see the difference between any night and this. Now, the concept in the minds of some of the people, young and old, is that the world is changing fast, and the world has changed. Situations have changed, circumstances have changed, and it seems that we are still there on the night of Qadr with Quran on our heads, doing the same thing which the Prophet did 1400 years ago. Something has got to change. People thank Allah for different blessings. For example, Mukhi thanked Dr. Salim only because he was in time. I should like to thank him because he was on the subject and the subject was very well treated. And somebody would like to thank him for having at least drawn the attention of the young man as to what is the meaning of Tawbah. Man likes to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his blissful days, when he has got all the ni'mah coming incessantly without interruption. He says, God is very kind to me. The moment something happens which interrupts, then he tries to cry and say, either he does not exist or he is not careful about me. Or he's unkind. The fact is, my friends, that nothing has changed ever Adam was created till today. What has changed is the exterior and the external situation and circumstance. Nothing else has changed. Don't try to be under delusion and disillusion. Nothing has changed. Our forefathers, elders who were in the primitive days that they say they lived, they needed sleep, just as I need sleep today. He slept in the caves, perhaps. I sleep in a house, in a bedroom, which is far bigger than my own size. In a bed, which also is bigger than my size, on a cushion, which I don't need for sleeping. I can sleep anywhere. Man has to sleep anywhere. If there is sleep, he will sleep anywhere. The difference is that he slept in the caves. I sleep in a well-cushioned bed, on a good mattress. He ate. The difference is that he eats He ate whatever he ate in those days by hunting or whatever, raw fruits and raw meat, whatever. Today I have got the diet which has changed. And of course, together with it, I have got tinned fruits, which poor fellow did not have then, because there were no Sainsbury's. But he ate, and the process was the same. And the result of eating then and today is also the same. There isn't any difference. But in those days, if he wanted to relieve himself, he might go behind a stone or a boulder or near a flowing river and relieve. Today I go to what is called toilet. Sometimes toilets so immaculate, so big and so shining, with golden tapes in it, that you don't feel like doing anything there. But even if you did, there's nothing else you can do but what you will do anywhere else. So nothing has changed. The toilet has changed. The process of relieving does not change. It smells just as bad as it used to be. And one has got to clean oneself. And the doctors will tell you now, clean your hands. Right? Everything is same. They traveled, but on horseback, on mules, walking. We travel today by jet and by aircraft. But the urge of traveling remains the same. So what has changed is the comfort in the surrounding. A man, his inner and inherent urge, passion, emotion, his bent and inclination and propensity has remained unchanged. There is a need always. Hazaron khahishen I see. Ki har khahish pe dam nikle. Bahut nikle mere arma, lekin phir bhi kam nikle. There is an incessant list of needs, need and need, till it develops into greed. That's what Mahatma Gandhi used to say, God has promised us our needs, He has not promised us our greed. Right? What happens? This has given us an illusion that the world has changed. Technologically the world has changed. Psychologically, a man remains what he was. Nothing has changed. Till death. Then there was a brutal death sometimes, under the sword or killed or whatever. Diseases were not known today. Under all the sophisticated medical equipments, also I have to breathe my last. When the doctors will decide no more, no life supporter can now save. When religious people will be asked to come and pray, may Allah perhaps save him. There is no power to save him, except the one that might will to save, otherwise he must go. So man was in search of a support. In the Quran, there is one ayah where when they came to Hazrat Lut, those people who were practicing sodomy, and Lut was afraid, actually fearful of them because there were many, he said, Sa'awi ila ruknin shadid. This ayah has become a sort of a proverb. Sa'awi ila ruknin shadid. I shall seek refuge under a safe pillar, a safe post. That means something to save me. Ruknin shadid. It must be a pillar which will save me. Man is in search of that, from pillar to post. The first is the man thinks will save him or will grant him some credit on earth is the money that he has or his father has. There was a sheikh in India. He gave away everything that he had to his sons and his daughters, thinking that they will be ever grateful. He gave away everything, thinking that in my old age I don't need money. There's so much of wealth. He gave it away as a gift to his own sons, and his own daughters, saying that they shall be ever grateful, and they will look after me when I am in the decline of my life. And just as he was very old, unable to work, suddenly, Hey, wow! Nobody listens. He wants water and nobody gives water. Hey, Dikra, and nobody listens. Finally, they said, Marto Nathi, he is not dying. Amne Sukhya Reva Deto Nathi, does not allow us to live happily. Go and send him to a old people's house. Senior citizen. Old people home. Send him somewhere. A man who gave birth to me, he is my father, who fed me when I was young, who looked after me, who educated me, who was so kind to me. He gave away the wealth to me to make me secure. And only he hopes. What does he hope now as an old man? One glass of milk perhaps? Or one loaf? There is no one to. So the old man was looking at the whole development as it was happening in the house. Three sons and son-in-laws and everyone, sons-in-law. Everyone is thinking of something else. He had an old friend. Never underestimate elderly people. Huh? They are very clever. Those who are educated, they may think that they are educated. But in Gujarati we know, ghanu biji vastu, ghanu biji vastu. You see? He had an old friend, he called him. He said, come home tomorrow, I want to see you at about this time. He came, the old man came, they had a small, they had 1 hour's talk. The people in the house thought these two elderly people are just meeting for the sake of small talk. But he prepared a program and told him, come tomorrow again and we will implement this program. Second day that friend of his came with 3 files and 2 registers. When the sons saw the man has come with some business, they sat together. The old man said, now Bapu, have you 10 acres jameen nu shu karvu che? The old man still has got 10 acres. Eh? And then he said, Bapu, but this statement, you've got 1 million rupees, what shall we do about it? These children for the first time realized that the old man has not given us everything. There are certain things. Early in the morning, vau ke Bapu, doodh apu ke chhas apu. You see, the things changed. Within a day, the whole thing changed. Nothing was his. It was just a made-up story. The old man was just there to impress. Within a day, nothing belonged to him. That was all fabricated. But as the old man spoke, and this man answered very seriously, you give this to that, that charity, and that. The sons were thinking, the old man is giving away in charity, and is giving nothing to us. You see? But nothing belonged to him. It was all made up story. And these people started serving him. Then one day he said, my sons, I'm sorry to tell you that was only a made-up thing, but I have now realized, too late, that there is no security in wealth. It is not Ruknun Shadid. While I'm alive, who knows? There comes a time when that possession of which I am proud, I hate it sometimes. God forbid, we have seen cases where rich people with money, suddenly a young boy, young son dies. The moment his son dies, he finds everything in the world to be dark. He is not even interested in his office, not in his file, not even in his money. He feels that this is all transitory. Money is nothing. मैं आया नहीं लाया गया हूं और खिलौने देख के बहलाया गया हूं. These pounds and pences are khilone. Khilone means ramakra. See, just to keep me at peace, a child cries, we give him 1 biscuit and he just keeps quiet for some time. Allah gives us biscuits to play with. Biscuit is round and pound is also round. You see, and we feel secure. It can neither save us from any calamity, nor from adversity, nor from incredulity, not from even bad, incurring bad name. It cannot cure the illness of our family. It can do nothing unless Allah wills. So man was in search of happiness everywhere. In family, children. Ya Allah, I want a son, I want a son, I want a son. He doesn't give. He gives daughters one after the other. And sometimes says, Ya Allah, I want a daughter, I want a daughter. He gives only sons. He knows what he is doing, but I'm trying my level best. And I'm asking for, and if he does not give, I'm displeased. He knows what is going to happen to you. And to many it has happened, and finally when he gave the son for which, for whom he prayed, I want a son, and he gave him. And when the son grew up, and he became the master of everything, then he said, karta paano hai wo to sar, paano means patthar. You see, kya hai, chadwama to kaam aate. I would have been able to build something with that stone. This son is a useless addition to the family. Huh? What happened? The family, the wealth, everything included. Take example of anything. There is no ruknun shadeed, and there is no happiness to be found there, my friend. There is no happiness there. You may feel occupied. There is something else. To feel occupied, to feel engrossed is something else. But it's just like somebody who drinks. When we ask him, why do you drink? Why do you booze? He says, I booze to drown my worries. You see? Now, that sort of occupation one might find. But happiness, Allah in Quran has said from the very first day, Allah bi dhikrillah tatma'innul qulub. If you really want that happiness and contentment in your heart, remember the Lord who gave it to you. And you will find, even in poverty, you will find that satisfaction which you can't find in wealth. The night is of that contentment, qadr. This is the night to seek that satisfaction from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But ya Allah, as far as we are concerned, we need each other. No one can say, I don't need the other. We need each other because it's human society. But ya Allah, do not make me muhtaj of anyone. If I ever be muhtaj, I'll be muhtaj of you. That I need from you. And whatever you give me, ya Allah, you give me in abundance or you give me in scarcity. You give me in plenty or you give me in restricted quantity. I'm happy, but you are the giver and nobody else. That is the meaning of that ghina for which we are assembled tonight. That we'll pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that. A risk that comes by the way of haram, is, it may come in abundance, it is haram. That which comes little by little, but halal, that is much better than this. Not now, now we are counting number. We will understand later, as life advances, as to where is the barakah. The barakah is in halal and not is in haram. Even ilm, even education. People have got so much of disillusion about it that I educate my son for the sake of his future. Who knows his future? Who knows his future? Is there a guarantee? You don't know your future. How do you know your son's future? You see, say that I am educating my son, equipping him, and then tawakkaltu ala Allah, I have entrusted to Allah. Say that. Don't say that I am guaranteeing the future of my son or my daughter by educating, for you are no guarantor whatsoever. I had a friend, a Hindu friend. His name was Gandalal, and he was a genius. Now, his name you can't. Sometimes you hear a boy, he's Shamsuddin, but he's ugly. Shamsuddin is supposed to be just like sun. But he's as black as coal. But his name is Shamsuddin. So names, he was, of course, a genius. His name was Gandalas. And we had one like me, a dad, who was Dayalal, so you can't help it. You see, but this boy, his father used to tell my father that he is my investment. It's true. Because he always stood fast. And finally his photograph came in the paper, local paper. An Indian boy stands fast all over Kenya and all that. But as they say, well, genius is on the verge of madness. Within 3 months after that, he became mad and he's still in Mathari. What happened to the investment? What happened to the investment? Gone. We had a doctor in Mombasa whose son was in the final year of medicine. And he used to come and say, the only son I have, and I've made him a doctor, I have guaranteed his future. Before he could finally go for convention, the son died in Bombay. In the final year. So what is the guarantee? Who is the guarantor? Quran says, Ya Rasul, tell your people, don't say, I shall do this tomorrow, unless together with it you say, Insha'Allah. If Allah wills. Say, Insha'Allah. Insha'Allah. If God, not Insha'Allah of Khojas, eh? See, when you don't want to do something, you say, Inshallah, I'll do it. That means you don't want to do it. See, you say, Garyauja, Inshallah, that means he will not come. See, that Inshallah means, you can understand the meaning of it. Inshallah means if God wills. That means it's a promise. I'll come if God wills. If he does, and if I don't come, I have to prove that he did not will. Huh? لا تقولوا إني فاعل غدا. And don't say I shall do that thing tomorrow. إلا أن يشاء الله. Inshallah. Say that I have equipped my son and daughter with education so that in future he may live or she may live happily. وتوكلت على الله. And I have entrusted to who? To Allah. Then see what happens. Otherwise, it's all useless. It has that realization which has got to come early in life, dawns tonight. Allah says in Quran, فِيهَا يُفْرَقُ كُلُّ أَمْرٍ حَكِيمٍ. All that matters in acts of wisdom and affairs of wisdom are decided tonight. By who? By the most graceful and the most merciful Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when tonight, when Amal is over, as I explained that night, the hajat is not over. When we say hajat, any small hajat, any, wallah, a man or a young boy, a young girl, just small hajat, to us maybe silly, but he or she says to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Allah, I need this. Allah loves to hear that. The habit of returning unto Him for that which I need. That sort of training is needed. That is why there are so many other amal which men can keep. And our sixth imam said, there is an hour. There is an hour. In the whole night. He hasn't mentioned the hour. There is an hour which passes when the angels descend on the earth and pass through human beings wherever they are doing amal. At that time man feels a spiritual bliss which cannot be described. Now if I'm sleeping at that hour, I miss it. I don't know. You see, I miss something which I cannot even describe. I do not know. That is why we are not supposed to miss this night, if possible, unless you are ill or sick. 1,000 times, إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ, for tonight. Doesn't take long. Namaz of qada does not take long. Dua Abu Hamza Thumali does not take very long. Jawshan Kabir, unequaled. After Dua Kumail, there is no dua like Jawshan Kabir. Only if we understood the meaning of it. Each line is Isma Adam. Jawshan Kabir. Quran, if you are to complete your Quran, now only 6 to 7 days are left. Read the Quran. And if nothing can be done, at least one jalasa of ilm. Just like now we are sitting. This is called jalasatul ilm, where you are sitting for the sake of some impartation of knowledge. Right? Some sit together just for few masail, tafsir Quran, or dua, or meaning of dua, just that. Sahib al-Mizan, Mizan is a tafsir by Muhammad Hussain Tabatabai, 20 volumes, the best tafsir of this age. You read the last page, what he writes. The 20th volume, after finishing tafsir of Surah Qul Huwallahu Ahad, writes, I have completed this tafsir tonight on 23rd of Ramadan. That means he was busy writing ilm even on the Laylatul Qadr, which was the best of amal. So it's not night of wasting our time. Up to now we have followed whatever we wanted to do. After this, there are 3 surahs to be read. Surah Ankabut and Surah Ar-Rum and Surah Ad-Dukhan, which are special for these nights. They are not very long. And then we have 2 dua, dua Makarimul Akhlaq and dua Tawbah, both from Imam Zainul Abidin Salamullah alayhi. There's no time to explain as to what Makarimul Akhlaq dua is. But when you get time, do read the translation of that dua. It is dua number 20 in Sahifa Kamila. It has been translated by Muhammad Trust. And the translation is by Chittick, which is one very good translation. See how many chapters of human mind and psychology and human problems and human life have been tackled by Imam alayhi salam and answered together. Dua Makarimul Akhlaq. And then Dua Tawbah also is from the same Sahifa Kamila. And then, after all, with that we'll have other amal. The only thing I want to say is, do it with interest, please. Don't consider it a burden. No. Do it with our mind, let us do it with our minds in it. You see. See what happens. If you don't understand, raise your hand and talk to Allah in any language you like. But talk to him tonight and communicate with him.